WJFK-FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah. That's good.
Ah, that's real good.
The jam. I discovered this tune in L.A., man.
Oh, let's open the door here.
Hey, look, came in. It's Ron Stewart.
Hello.
Play all the hello tapes.
Hello.
Yeah, Ronnie.
Hello.
Incidentally, this is our brand new show. It's the Jack Show.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Where we're just going to play whatever we want.
Excellent. You'll love it.
Unfortunately, it's only going to happen for 3 minutes a day.
But enjoy it while it lasts.
Hello.
Hi there.
Yes, the tune today.
Oh, that is that.
The tune today.
Thank you.
Is the jam.
Yeah.
Sound called Mallet. Hey, Rob.
How's your histamine?
How's your trunk?
My trunk is full. I'm taking a stance. I'm anti-histamine. That's my stance.
I'm pro-trunk.
Eddie Trunk, my buddy. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. No Gold and all the ships at sea. They are very well-spoken. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello there, Rob.
Thank you, Rob.
We have so well-spoken.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And
hello there, everybody.
Thank you. Hello.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
How about is that?
Yes, it is.
Shut up about that, would you? Don and Mike Show. And the new episode, Mike, on this 2D.
2D.
0-5-1-7-0-5.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi there, Buzz.
No, he's not retarded.
Hey, retarded, you can call us from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From Canada. Also from Mexico. 800-636-1067. And on the Blowtorch, the most popular station in Washington, D.C. That's right. A lie. WJFK, 106.7.
I believe you.
I've researched it, and I've determined that's a lie.
You can call us at 202-432-1067. Okay, those are the phone numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Before we start the show, let's call upstairs.
That's always fun.
We're going to call someone on what I like to refer to as the third floor.
Mm-hmm.
Mike refers to it as the second floor.
Yes. Yes. I refer to it as heaven. And then
I... Shrek, please leave me a message.
Oh, wrong.
Shrek.
No, hold on a second.
Who is called Shrek? Don't bother him.
He's with
Princess Fiona.
2A. Oh, hold on a second. Miss Donald, hold on.
Yes, we all have new extension numbers now.
Oh, really?
Well, I guess.
Right.
I don't know what mine is.
They've just done another recycle of the numbers.
Oh, I got in trouble today. I didn't have my thing. My little...
Oh, your pass.
Yeah, my pass. My key card.
Your Wizinator.
I didn't have my Wizinator with me. Tupperware security system.
Come on now. Where are you, Tony Diggs? An important question.
Tony Diggs.
That I think our listeners would be interested in hearing. About.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
Where you at, my man?
Well, he might be doing a mess for it.
Yeah, you might want to ring back to the engineering shop.
What's that number?
That's you hit zero and Colette will connect you.
Colette was angry at me today.
Really?
Today she was annoyed.
Hi, Colette. It's Donna Mike.
Hi.
Hey,
Mike,
sorry.
So Mike disappointed you by not bringing his swipe card in for the new security?
Yes.
Because he didn't have it yesterday either.
And
hey, so he promised tomorrow he will have it.
Colette,
bring it in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Who's been the upset special here? Who's the one that you thought would forget it but has never forgotten it?
You.
That's right. And weren't you saying that today when I was coming in?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, my baby love Colette says, and she does.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dave. Yeah. You got that right, Rob.
You bet.
About Colette and I, bet your ass.
That's right.
Beth Ann's standing out there, and Colette says, "Oh, don't worry about him. He's got it every day."
All right. Well, I'm feeling pretty bad about myself right now.
Yeah, no, I don't think you should, Mike.
I'm really sorry. Well, you got yours.
No,
right?
I think what you're doing is you're rebelling against the system. You know, when we got here yesterday,
subconsciously, yeah.
The door was propped open. So what does it matter?
That's right. Exactly.
Oh, hold on. I've got to tell you about.
Here's
Beth
Ann.
Buzz.
I bet that. I don't want to feel bad, Mike.
I didn't do anything. Yeah.
So is Colette still on the line?
Yes.
Ask her where her key card is.
Where's your key? Where's yours?
Around my neck.
Uh-huh. Colette.
Beth Ann.
Tell the truth.
It's around my neck.
No. Where is the original card you were given?
Around my neck.
Oh, now
hold on. Is she lying? Is she lying?
The Battle of the Network Divas?
Someone is.
What's happening here, Beth Ann? Oh, what?
Come
what, Beth Ann?
You told Tony the truth. You can tell Mike the truth.
Yeah, at least make me feel better, Colette.
He feels bad.
You forgot yours today?
No, me? I have mine around my neck.
Yeah, it's around her neck.
Well, that's all I can say for Colette. She's a woman of her word.
And, Beth Ann is incredulous right
Beth
now.
Ann, you know, if you've got anything to say, say it. Otherwise.
Is she lying?
Yes.
Oh!
Come on, Colette. But come on, Colette. Don't make him feel bad.
My key is around my neck.
Oh,
is that
Colette?
The original key you were given by Tony Diggs, or is that the spare?
Yeah, this is the original key.
So Beth Ann
is
wrong.
Oh, now she's even more upset.
So you are, in fact, saying that Beth Ann is lying.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Cage.
Well, we must get in touch with Tony now.
Listen, that's why we were calling anyway, Colette. Well, Beth Ann, would you go find Tony? We got a question.
I can find him for you. You want me to transfer you?
She doesn't want me to talk to him.
Yeah, sure. Sure, please, yes, Colette. Please. Thank you.
Don't go anywhere, Beth Ann.
Wow, we have a controversy.
Get back, Bridget Jones.
Let's start the show.
I hate the new system.
Now what's she doing running up front?
She's running up to Colette to call her a liar. Now she's running back down. Very, very agitated. She can move.
Reminds me of that movie 10.
Yeah.
Bo Derek.
Just slow it down a little bit. I got the beach with the dreadlock.
I like Reach Matthew Connor at WJF.
No! No. Now Colette put me through the wrong person.
Here
you know, all
Beth
the numbers
again.
Have been changed. Hi, B.A.
First of all, Colette knows she's lying.
Oh.
That's beside the point.
Oh.
Tony's in the transmitter room or wherever he is.
284.
Yeah, and he can't come in right now, but he'll be here in a minute.
Oh, he's in the rack room?
Right.
Okay, gotcha. And Colette
is lying. Come back.
She's choking on her own laughter at the front desk.
Ah, okay.
Okay, well, hold on.
Let's take a round. Let's see if we get her laughing.
Let's hear her choking on her own laughter.
Hey,
are you choking on your own laughter?
No, I'm not laughing.
Oh, now you're lying about that.
I am working, Bethany. What are you talking about?
Oh,
come on, that's evil.
Mm-hmm.
That is evil.
My girlfriend.
Just leave her alone.
Well, I know. I know you wouldn't like Colette.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why would you?
Okay. Bye, honey.
Bye-bye. No reason I can think of.
I'm stunned. Okay.
That's a black mark against you.
Yeah. No, she's not
telling
the truth.
That was not because of
and on Judgment Day, I hope I'm standing
that
beside
a
you too.
Black mark.
Yeah. Like, the key card will come up on Judgment
that
Day.
That a big black mark, Beth Ann, because I believe Colette.
Oh, she lost her card the first day?
What? Come back here.
Say it again, Beth Ann.
Come back in here.
If you feel strongly about it, you just... Did she just fly down the hallway?
Yes, she did.
Back to the front desk. She's just running back here now.
Hold on, here she is.
What?
Come back in. Come back in. What? Say
she
it.
She lost her card the first day.
The first day?
Within hours.
The whole tray?
She must have found it because she has the original around her neck.
Whatever, Buzz.
No, hold on a second. What about that is a plausible argument that she lost the card and then found
her original.
Now, oh, you're having a meltdown.
Now, why are you making the Vulcan mind
I'm
melt
with
thing on your head, Beth Ann?
I'm with Beth Ann on this one because she feels like an injustice is being done.
Thank you.
Because
here you go again.
In the court.
Here you go again.
What? Feeling? No, this one's benefiting me because I get the hard time for not having the key card.
Oh, there you go again, Mike.
What did I do?
It's all about races. Playing the race card again.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Now, once again,
I'm tired of the white man being kept down.
I'll be the advocate for the black man, as always on this show.
I'm tired of the white man being kept down.
Race has nothing to do with it, but I will guarantee you she's lying.
But wait, Beth Ann?
And you know why?
Why?
I want you to know this.
Yeah.
Because remember, 3 or 4 weeks ago, we asked her to read a piece of copy, and she didn't?
Yeah.
This is how we're going to get back at her. We're going to prove her to be a liar, and she should know not to cross us.
I do not believe
this. Rob's agenda.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
And were you talking about Beth Ann or Colette?
Colette was talking Colette. About.
You asked her to read a live spot,
yeah.
And then she did not.
And she refused. And I've held no ill feelings towards it, but apparently you have.
I didn't have a grudge about that. Rob filed it.
You got it filed up
right
there?
Right here. We'll prove her to be a liar.
And she's not a liar.
I believe her.
She's not a liar.
That's right. Well, let's get her back on the phone again because we got to find out what's a pro. We have to add that, make sure we know what to ask Tony. We'll say, did you lose your original card?
I just got scared that stuff about like swearing on people's lives. Hey, Colette.
Yes.
You swear on your mom? Is your mom still with us?
I don't swear.
You don't swear. You won't swear.
You don't do that.
Colette, is it possible, Colette, that you lost the first card and you used a temporary and then you found the original and that's why the original is around your neck?
I never lost my card.
Oh,
it's around my neck.
Thank you.
Never
Colette.
Happened. It just never happened.
Thank you, Colette. I believe you. I want
and
you to
the
know.
Oscar goes to.
Why? Wait, hey, Colette.
I'm the only one that believes you, Colette.
Why do you think Beth Ann's so upset?
I don't know.
Because she's white.
I don't know.
Because she's white.
I love you, and you were coming
down.
I love
you, too.
But you're not telling the truth.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Remember when you went to your friend's house on Friday and you took the original card off of your neck?
Beth Ann?
And then you realized you went to her house on Monday before work.
You have called your sister.
Listen to the detail Beth Ann has, though, of course,
I know.
On this story.
Can I just,
incredible.
Okay, can I just stop you all for a second and say that while I side with Colette on
He's
this.
He's got his hands up in the air.
I side with Colette on this. And I feel very fondly for Beth Ann. She's a great producer.
Yes.
I would just like to say, Beth Ann is also crazy. That's all I wanted to point out.
Normal.
Well, now, are we going to balance one against the other?
That's a crazy concept.
Much so you admit that you're crazy.
But I'm honest and I'm fair.
Colette?
Yes?
You have not admitted that you lost your card. Are you willing to admit you're crazy also?
No, I'm not crazy.
No, and I would agree with that. She's not compared to you, Beth Ann. She's not crazy.
You don't see her as much as I do.
Hey,
she's crazy.